Election night live wire results in New York, New Jersey. Virginia as Zoran Mamdani rises to become leader of Democrat Party. By Matthew Boyle on November 4, 2025. Socialist Zoran Mamdani will complete his hostile takeover of the Democrat Party nationally. Assuming the polls are right and he is elected mayor of New York City on Tuesday. When the race is called, assuming he wins, Mamdani will have successfully supplanted the rest of his party and will have become the highest-profile Democrat in America. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Republican Jack Ciattarelli seeks to pull off an upset win over Democrat Mikey Sherrill in the Garden State gubernatorial race. In Virginia, Democrat Abigail Spanberger seeks to reclaim the governor's mansion for her party against Republican Winsome Earle Sears. Despite a Democrat scandal where Attorney General candidate Jay Jones may have threatened not just his own chances but his whole party's prospects with text messages wishing for the gruesome deaths of his Republican opponents. In Pennsylvania, voters may fire three different Democrat Supreme Court justices. And out in California, voters are deciding whether or not to back Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's brazen ploy to gerrymander Democrats five more seats in the U.S. House. Up in Minneapolis, another Islamic socialist, Omar Fateh, seeks to become that city's mayor. All these and more races around the country are happening on Tuesday in the off-year elections, the first major elections in the United States since President Donald Trump's miraculous comeback victory last year propelled Republicans into a majority in both the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. The real story on Tuesday is not so much a reading of national tea leaves. Almost all the major races except Pennsylvania's Supreme Court decisions are in blue cities and states that Trump has not ever won, but where Democrats are going next is a party a year removed from their embarrassing defeat at the hands of Trump and a year out from the all-important 2026 midterm elections. Analysts will try to read into this year's results this way or that way. But the real story here is now is the Democrat government shutdown in which House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were forced by their party's radical base to close the government enters record territory for shutdowns. The hard left is ascendant inside the Democrat Party. What's more, Democrats are more and more turning to deep state stooges like Spanberger and Sherrill, who resemble now Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, to try to win elections. They all have military or intelligence backgrounds. So seeing Democrats have to embrace outright socialist extremism bordering on communism or straight-up spook-level deep staters to win elections is a fascinating turn for a party that used to fashion itself as representative of the working class in America. Of course, this all comes as key analyses show that Democrats are the party of the rich. They represent more than 76% of the top 30 wealthiest congressional districts now. A sea change shift from just a few years ago, as Breitbart News revealed last week. So while Democrats will almost certainly celebrate what's likely to be a smattering of wins for them on Tuesday and Republicans are left holding out hope for an upset or two or three in different places, the real story is with this deepening trend for Democrats whether or not they can course correct now that Tuesday's elections are coming to a close and get their party out of the cosmopolitan gutter that has them geographically limiting themselves before next year's midterm elections. Polls begin closing in Virginia at 7 p.m. ET. And throughout the evening more polls will close in other places. Follow along here on Breitbart News for breaking news and analysis as the results stream in. Update 9:50 p.m. ET. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer told Breitbart News exclusively tonight that this all proves that the radical left has successfully taken control of the Democrat Party. Kami Mamdani's win in New York City marks the death of the Democrat Party as we once knew it, Emmer told Breitbart News. His communist agenda will run America's largest city straight into the ground. While Democrats in Congress sit idly by because they either agree or are too terrified of their virulent base to speak up. The election results in NYC prove the trend we've all been witnessing. Pro-terrorist, Marxist radicals are now the left's mainstream. Update 9:40 p.m. ET. Holy moly, right after Mamdani's victory was clear. A top ally of Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont issued a scathing statement that directly called out Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Here's the top line takeaway: Mamdani and his message about the crisis of affordability defeated Donald Trump, the Democratic establishment, and the donor classes of both parties. But don't expect the entrenched political establishment or corporate media pundits to acknowledge this political reality. Jason Gevergiess, the executive director of the Sanders-founded group Our Revolution, said in a statement. They'll leave out the hard truths, Chuck Schumer and the Democratic establishment are losing relevance. AIPAC and the pro-Israel lobby have become toxic forces in Democratic politics. Voters are fed up with the gerontocracy and political corruption. And a united grassroots movement built on a working-class agenda can, and will, beat the billionaire-backed status quo. Our message to the establishment is clear: Mamdani's victory is a bellwether. Progressives are poised to defeat the establishment of both parties in 2026 and beyond with a populist message that focuses on raising the standard of living of working-class people and taking on the corporate class. This means civil war is coming to the Democrat Party, and sooner than many Democrats think. Update 9:36 p.m. ET. Zoran Mamdani has won the mayor's election in New York City, per the Associated Press and several network calls. Update 9:33 p.m. ET. With 69% reporting in New York City, Mamdani's lead is commanding well more than 100,000 votes, but it is inside single digits percentage-wise. He's at 50%, and Cuomo is down at 41.4%. Cuomo would need a lot of help to come back here. Update 9:31 p.m. ET. Democrat Mikey Sherrill has won the governor's race in New Jersey, per the Associated Press. Update 9:09 p.m. ET. Back in Virginia, it looks like Democrat Jay Jones is going to win despite his text scandal. While many others have not yet called it, Decision Desk HQ has called the race for him over incumbent GOP Attorney General Jason Meares. But this race is still much closer than the governor race. Jones's lead is, per the New York Times, inside 3% at about 2.9%, with 77% reporting so far. Update 9:06 p.m. ET. Back in New Jersey, Sherrill has a big lead. With 43% reporting, she leads Chattarelli by more than 13 points, 56.6% to 42.9%. Update 9:04 p.m. ET. With 36% reporting in New York City, Zoran Mamdani leads Andrew Cuomo by double digits percentage-wise and nearly 100,000 votes. Mamdani is at 51.5% and Cuomo is at 39.7%. Update 9 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in New York City, and results are expected imminently. Update 8:57 p.m. ET. Democrats have won or are currently leading in 61 of Virginia's House of Delegates seats, which would suggest some good energy for them going into the midterms. But interestingly, they are not winning all of the key more battleground seats. So this could be a wash in terms of an indicator. We'll see what it looks like when the final results come out. What's more, Spanberger's coattails and Earl Sears's significantly embarrassing underperformance dragging down down-ticket candidates might make it impossible to understand what, if any, tea leaves can be read here. Update 8:39 p.m. ET. Ironically, one of the most hardcore partisan Democrats ever during her time in Congress, Abigail Spanberger, is now in her victory speech claiming that Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. Update 8:31 p.m. ET. Democrat Kazawa Hashmi, per CNN, has won the lieutenant governor race in Virginia. Update 8:29 p.m. ET. It's still early. Spanberger's blowout win aside in the state House of Delegates races in Virginia, and Democrats, at least as they currently stand with results in, already seem to not be hitting the marks they need to, even with Spanberger's coattails. Republicans lead some of these races. Update 8:25 p.m. ET. While others are not calling it yet, Decision Desk HQ is calling it for Democrat Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey's governor race. Update 8:08 p.m. ET. The first results are rolling in New Jersey with 12% reporting, and Democrat Mikey Sherrill has a lead with 54.4% to Republican Jack Ciattarelli's 45%. It's early, but this one is probably going to be closer than Virginia. Update 8:02 p.m. ET. Fox News and the Associated Press have joined CNN in calling Virginia for Spanberger, which means it's official: a deep state operative and Democrat will be the next governor of Virginia. Update 8 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in New Jersey now, and results are expected imminently. Update 7:58 p.m. ET. It's worth noting that Earl Sears went all in for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the 2024 primary against President Donald Trump. She viciously attacked Trump right after the midterm elections in 2022, and never really repaired her relationship with the then former and now current president. Update 7:57 p.m. ET. CNN has called Virginia's governor race for Spanberger. What a disappointment Earl Sears was as a candidate. Update 7:50 p.m. ET. With 27% reporting now, Spanberger is holding steady at 54.7% while Earl Sears trails at 45.1%. Again, the attorney general race is within a percent. Update 7:35 p.m. ET. With 12% of Virginia reporting, Spanberger's lead is back up to double digits, 55.3% to 44.5% over Earl Sears. Mears, meanwhile, is trailing but by just over a percent, 50.4% for Jones to his 49.2%. Update 7:29 p.m. ET. Mears has now moved into the lead, but Earl Sears still trails Spanberger. The proper after-action analysis is going to be a reflection on the actual candidates, not the political environment, if this trend holds. Update 7:27 p.m. ET. With 4% in now, Spanberger's lead has been cut to single digits percentage-wise, but Earl Sears is running several percent behind Mears, who is within a percent of Jones. Update 7:21 p.m. ET. With 2% now reporting in Virginia, Democrat Spanberger's lead is down to just under 8,000 votes, 56.3% to 43.5% over Republican Earl Sears, according to the New York Times. Update 7:17 p.m. ET. Things are tightening a bit as more votes roll in Virginia. But an emerging narrative to watch is whether Republican Attorney General Jason Mears outperforms Earl Sears. Mears seems to be in the very early results running a little ahead of her. That is very likely because of the J. Jones text scandal that has ripped the Democrat Attorney General candidate's campaign apart. Update 7:13 p.m. ET. The first results are in Virginia's governor race, according to the New York Times, and Democrat Spanberger has a huge early lead, 63.3% to Republican Earl Sears' 36.6%. Less than 1% is reporting and it's still early. Update 7:05 p.m. ET. Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report has an interesting thread on Virginia House of Delegates races and how more might be able to be read into these as it comes to midterm prospects and the top of ticket bigger attentions races this evening. The gist of his argument is the number of seats Democrats win could foreshadow their energy as a party ahead of the midterm elections. Update 7:02 p.m. ET. CNN exit polling shows Democrat Abigail Spanberger is getting 61% of women voters and winning independent and suburban voters, while Republican Winsome Earl Sears is only getting 37% of women and losing both independent and suburban voters. This does not bode well for Earl Sears. Update 7 p.m. ET. Polls in Virginia have now closed, and results are expected imminently. CNN says the race is too close to call in Virginia.